left of yesterday with the demon of basic kisses. So he mentioned there are two scenarios why basic kisses of nowadays may not have the din basic kisses. Well, the master, the person, are machmer, not to say the Rosh Hashanah in the basic kisses. Sometimes you have bathrooms in yeshivas, sometimes in public places where the stools are in have separate doors, and then against the wall urinals with machitza between them, and then there could be a sink even in the same room. If it's in a different room, it's a different room, but it could be the sinks in the same room. So then there's a sort to say that the stools are in its own room, there's a machitza. Even if the door is above 3 tefachim from the ground, which may not have a machitza, over here it could be it does have a machitza, and if the urinals are kept clean, so then we'll see the Mishmur brings down that even an ovid shall meriglaim, a clean it's made to all rib meriglaim, if each time you put a revius in my minute, does not receive a din of ovid shall meriglaim. So then it could be those things would be considered like separate. A port-a-john, which is used only for bed. There's no sink in there to wash your face and brush your teeth over there, and it's used only for going to the bathroom. And the soya remains underneath it in the tank; it doesn't go anywhere. So then, that definitely has the general basic kisei. And the bathroom on the plane also yesh lo din. It might be more chomer. But there's another issue over here that we have to discuss, and that's mechitzah's basic kisei. Mechitzah's basic kisei. The Mechaber says that the walls of the basic kisei, the Mishmur brings down that according to many achronim, that not only is the inside, there's an iser to say the Varsha Kedusha inside the bathroom, but even outside, opposite, there's an iser. Because the room has it in like a graf sharei. And since it's a miyuchet basi, it's rachav, has it in soya, which means that you would have to go 4 amis from it in order to say darsha kedusha. Or if you're facing it, it could be even mele'enov. You would have to be marchik, even mele'enov to say darsha kedusha if you're facing the bathroom. However, the Chazon Ish, I already said as far as Mechalik, that this din of Mechitza's basic kisei is dafka then when the walls themselves were dirty from the tzayah, because if you miss the hole, it hit the wall. So it comes that the walls themselves are like a graf sharei, they hold the tzayah. Mashen came by us, it's clean and should not be like that. However, the Chazon Ish is a das yachan. This, even though the Mishbrua actually says a lashon, which is very much mashma like this, but stop shan Mishbrua, because Mishbrua is going in a taz, but even the Chazon Ish himself says that the taz did not mean that. But the Prima Gaon gives a different svar to Chalik, that in those days, they didn't have a toilet, so the tzayin was on the floor, on the ground, or in a hole. And then these walls were the walls around the tzayah, so it was mechitzas of the basic kisei. As opposed to nowadays, there's a toilet in the room, therefore the mechitzas of what would have the dinner, mechitzas basic kisei, they would find halacha, would be the toilet itself. Because that's the wall around where the tzayah is placed. So maybe the toilet itself will have this dinner mechitzas, plus there's another svar to be mechalik, which Achrayim bring down, and that because it's mashma that Har Tzvi and the Moshe did not take on like this Prima Gaon from different truths that they're discussing. But what the Har Tzvi does bring down, and Das Torah, and Rav Shlomo Shojan, others bring down that the Svar is Rav Chalik, that the walls, our walls are basic kisei, either because they're thick, so you can view it that there's mechitzas kisei, and then the extra part, the thickness of it is the mechitzas of the bayis. What pshat is that it's the mechitzas of bayis. Every house needs that wall. So the wall of the house is what's going over here. Agapanim, there are different svaras to say that the mechitzas of our basic kisei did not have a din on mechitzas basic kisei. But again, if you're in a park and there's a footage on there, the walls over there are either because they're dirty, so then you don't have the chilek of the chaznish, plus you don't have the other svaras that the later achronim are saying. So with the attack you should, over there you should not face it when you're saying Varsha of Yusha. I once heard from Reuven Feinstein that as long as you're not facing the inside of the bathroom, if your back is to the opening of the bathroom, that's fine. But if you're facing the inside and you can see the toilet, that's when you should not say Varsha of Yusha. To take a look at the tshuva from Moshe that recorded yesterday, over there he's talking about if the door is open on the bathroom, he says, Yishlodim itzad beisik kisei ulay nakshay gam habdelis mi beisik kisei gufei. Maybe we should consider the door itself. Abgimah shenogin lahatir b'segura, since we're knowing that when it's closed, shalom nechshav kol habdelis mi beisik kisei itzad achitzin hula habayis, the outside of it for the house, ken apa mezuzis v'amashke. You're looking at the doorpost. Nechshav ken umuta apa psukim ein reich rab m'mokim shekari pishma. Then he ends up in Komogam in the basic Knesset. You should not make the bathroom in a way that people will see the door of the bathroom, even because it's a Knight of the basic Knesset. Shachiv Adra Lahadra Lafarra. Fine, if it's made ready, you can't change it, so it's fine. But I'm going to look into the basic Kisei, and you're making the bracha, and to see if you could see. You just see the doorway, okay, but if you'll see into the basic kisei, then already one should not say Rosh Hakdusha. Okay, now in Sifri Gimel, we have over here Rav Shalei v'Ovet Shamayim. Rav Shalei is the pan that's used for Tzaya, Ovet Shamayim is the clue that's used for Meir Lion. Imhem Shalcheres shall eat if they're made of earthenware or wood, dinum to basic kisei. Even though they're clean, Elam Deich Ra, I feel not on the Seich on Mayim, or she cough in Alpim, or you turn them over, Le Mahani. I feel not on the Tachasamit, or Le Mahani. Al Tzorach, Le Tzim, and Abayas, and the Chasesh, and to remove it from the room, we'll cover it. Vim Eim Shal Matkeches, or Zchukes, if it's of metal or glass, which is not Bilea, Ah, Im Eim Rechutim, if they're washed well, Vim Eim Reich Ra, and Tzrikul Ma'arik, maybe you don't have to be Ma'arik from them. Okay, so another question is, if let's say we mentioned earlier that if you have very smelly garbage which smells, so it's also to read Krishna, or to read say Dvarja Vedusha, opposite the garbage which is spoiled and rotten. And we said it has a din like Tzoya, so it comes out, that if, okay, so that halach is dafka if it's open, we mentioned, and there's a reich ra. If there's no reich ra, so then there's no reich ra, so then just be machik. If it's covered for sure, you just have to be machik from where there's no reich ra. Now, the derech klal, the garbage is found in a garbage can, in the garbage pail, so in the house it usually doesn't get to that point where it smells so bad that we're going to give it a dinner to you. However, outside, sometimes, the garbage that's found in the garbage cans have this problem, that they smell very bad. Certain garbages smell worse than others. So what would be the thing with the garbage container that holds the garbage outside? In other words, if I walk in the street, even if I can't smell, but does the container have a din of Grav Sharei, which has a din like Tzaya, which even if right now it's not smelling, and even if right now there's no smelling garbage in it, on the kli there's a din of. So over here we see the chili between eitz and cheres, and zchuchas and matech. So since our garbage cans are usually made from plastic or metal, and we give plastic a din like metal, so therefore it's not going to have this din of it shomer glaim or graf shalei. Another smart also is that the Mishruer says that a Ovid Shomer Glayim is something which is miyuchid for Tzoya, or miyuchid for Meir Glayim. But if it's not miyuchet for only merglayim, then does not get a din of oven. Therefore, our garbage can't be. We put other things besides these things that smell. We put newspapers and other things in it that don't come to smell. So therefore, there's another svara to be make of. There's a svara chaf, which is ma'arich on this very nicely on this issue. Now, now sometimes over here you have that there's like a stone like room built to keep the garbage cans in them. So that way we're not going to go so far. If even out of base, but the kisayis, we said there's many svaras to mechalek on whether the base kisei has a din base kisei or not, or has a din base kisei, and the mechitzah din base kisei, we said there's svaras to din mechalek. So the chayr over here also, we're not going to give that room a din of base kisei. Okay, at the end of the halacha, it says pi chazir, the mouth of the chazir, kim shedarka lanaka v'tzoya, since it's derech is to poke it into tzoya, dina kigrav sharei. And filo oilo min ha-nohar, even if he just came out of the nohar and it's clean, ein ha-rechitza mo'el, this little rechitza won't help it. So, it's before in the Rabbeinu Yaineh, the Shulchan Aruch Rav speaks it out, that we're giving the pi ha-chazir a din of a grav sharei. And therefore it's also to read opposite even if there's no rei, right? Just like we said, grasha rei is also we said atzmoy, even if it's clean. So if we're giving the piyah chazir din of grasha rei, so come out that it's also even if there's no rei over there. So if someone's in the zoo or in a store where they're selling pork, meat, and there's the piyah, the chazir over there, should be a problem to say dvarim shebe kedusha if he's standing in front of you. You can't say a pasuk. Can't say this is the chazir of the Torah or any other psukim if you're talking and learning over there. However, there's a tshuva from the Mishnah Sochir. He writes that in Europe, in the base of Shechitas, where the Yidden used to shech, so the goyim used to also slaughter the animals over there, and the goyim would have chazirim, and they would kill the chazirim, and they would hang them on these hooks on the wall. And then the Yidden would come into Shech. So the Shiloh over there was, could they make a bracha? Could they make a bracha on the Shechita? There's a Grav Sharei over here. So he said that, the Shiloh was, and Rabbeinu Yonah speaks out that even if they're clean, So he explains that the reason for the Rabbeinu Yonah is that what's the reason why the Rechitza doesn't help over there? It's because since it's the Derech, the Lachlech, the Lin Merachitz, Atzmei Hetev, since they don't normally wash themselves well, the Adayin is Soyvin Shina Vitziparna. The Soy is still left between their nails and their teeth. Mimelin Beis HaShchita where they wash it well, so he wants it to be Mater to make the Bracha. Elamai, you're going to tell me from Grav Sharei, like we're mentioning the Grav Sharei, even if it's washed well, it's Aslavar, so where do you get this heter from? So he says that it's before in the halacha we just mentioned, Dafka Grav Sharei, that's Beileya, Cheres or Eitz. So you see the idea that if it gets washed well, even though it's a Grav Sharei, it's still Motzeh to make brachas in front of it. And we find in Yerideya that according to many Acharim, a Bal Chai is not Beileya. So therefore, has it been the pi chazir, has it been like a kli of grashari, which is not belay, and therefore be mutter. However, there are svaras to even be more make up nowadays, because since the law is that the pigs that they're raising, they're not allowed to feed them tsaya. Not allowed to feed them tsaya because it'll bring germs, especially the ones which are being used to sell their meat. According to the law, they're not allowed to feed it. And even the ones in the zoo, they don't usually feed it soya because of bacteria. It's against the law. So therefore, there's another svara to chalik that nowadays we more make. And even if you're facing the piyat hazir, as long as there's no rech ra, it'll be mutter. Okay, we're left with now based on merchat, and then we're ready to go on to the dinim of Erev.